City of Mandurah functions. Facilities and services. The City of Mandurah is responsible for a range of functions. Facilities and services including services to infrastructure, construction and maintenance of local government-owned buildings, construction and maintenance of road, footpaths and cycle facilities, land drainage and development, waste collection and disposal, litter control and street cleaning, planting and caring for street trees, numbering of building and lots, street lighting, bushfire control, services to the community, provision and maintenance of recreation areas, parks, gardens, reserves and facilities for sporting and community groups, management of recreation centers and swimming pools, public libraries and information services, youth center, seniors activity center, environment and health education programs, community arts and cultural events, assistance and support to community groups, regulatory services, planning road systems, sub divisions and local planning schemes, building approvals for construction, additions or alterations to buildings, environmental health services and ranger services, including dog control, development, maintenance and control of parking, general administration, the provision of general information to the public and lodging of complaints and payment of fees including rates, hall hire and dog licenses, processes of government, ordinary and special council and committee meetings, community consultations, governance administration of local government people with disability in the community, creating an accessible and welcoming community, benefits everyone, with a full roll out of the National Disability Insurance Scheme across Australia, including Mandurah. More people with disability have access to support to assist them to participate in and contribute to their Mandurah community. Disability is a part of everyday life. In Western Australia, 1 in 5 people, or 411,500 people, have a disability, and currently, 68,000 Western Australians are the primary carer for a friend or family member with a disability. Many people with disability are Aboriginal, from a culturally and linguistically diverse background or identify as L, G, B, T, Q, I+. The Disability Services Act 1993 defines disability as meaning a disability which is attributable to an intellectual, psychiatric, cognitive, neurological, sensory or physical impairment or a combination of those impairments, is permanent or likely to be permanent, may or may not be of a chronic or episodic nature, which results in substantially reduced capacity of the person for communication, social interaction, learning or mobility and a need for continuing support. Disability can impact on a person's ability to attain employment, gain access to educational opportunities and to participate in social and community activities. For instance, people aged between 15 and 64 years with disability have both lower participation, 53.4%, and higher unemployment rates, 10.3%, than people without disability, 84.1% and 4.6% respectively. The National Disability Insurance Scheme Demand Map forecasts that there will be between 1,273 and 1,719 people living within the City of Mandurah accessing National Disability Insurance Scheme supports for disability-related needs by 2023. In the 2016 census, 6,933 people in Mandurah reported providing paid assistance to family members or others due to a disability, long-term illness or support required due to age. This is 10.5% of the Mandurah population. These statistics have important implications for the city of Mandurah, which supports the state's highest proportions of residents aged 65 years and over, 21.9%. This is compared to the state average of 14% and the national average of 15.3%. Many people with access and inclusion requirements also visit the city as tourists due to Mandurah being a destination place for short visits and longer stays. Source: Australian Bureau of Statistics. Census Quick Stats. 2016. W. A. State Disability Strategy 2020 to 2030. Department of Communities. Australian Bureau of Statistics. 2018. National Disability Insurance Scheme Demand Map. Planning for Better Access. The City of Mandurah values people with disability as an integral part of the local community and considers this plan as an important tool to support continuous improvement to the access for and inclusion of people with disability across the city. It is a requirement of the Disability Services Act 1993 that all local governments develop and implement an access and inclusion plan which identifies barriers to access and inclusion and proposes solutions to ensure that people with disability have the same access to the organization's facilities and services as other people. The City of Mandurah's Access and Inclusion Plan 2021 to 2026 intends to meet the requirements of the Act. Other legislation and policies relating to disability when planning for access and inclusion include: the Building Code of Australia provides a set of minimum requirements for new buildings and renovations. The Access to Premises Standard under the Disability Discrimination Act, effective for any buildings or major redevelopments commencing after May 2011. State Disability Strategy 2020 to 2030 to build an inclusive community which supports and empowers people with disability. National Disability Strategy 2020 and beyond. The 2010 to 2020 strategy set out a 10-year national plan for improving life for Australians with disability, their families, and carers. That plan is currently under review and a new plan in development. W. A. Equal Opportunity Act 1984. Commonwealth Disability Discrimination Act 1992. United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Alignment with other City of Mandurah strategies. The Access and Inclusion Plan contributes to other key priorities of the city, including the Strategic Community Plan and the Public Health and Wellbeing Plan. Strategic Community Plan 2020 to 2040. Focus Area 2. Social. 2.6. Advocate for and facilitate the provision of diverse and environmentally sustainable places and spaces for people to enjoy an inclusive and active lifestyle. Relates to Access and Inclusion Plan Strategy 2.2. Focus Area 3. Health. 3.3. Provide and facilitate quality infrastructure that is accessible and conducive to a healthy, active community. Relates to Access and Inclusion Plan Strategy 2.2. Focus Area 5. Organizational Excellence. 5.2. Listen to and engage with our community in the decision-making process. Relates to Access and Inclusion Plan Strategies 2.3, 6.1, 6.2 and 6.3. Public Health and Wellbeing Plan 2020 to 2023. Strategic Objective 1. provide community, social infrastructure and services to maintain quality of life in a growing and increasingly diverse city. Relates to access and inclusion plan strategies 1.4 and 2.2. Strategic objective 2. Create an environment that feels safe and minimizes harm, including from alcohol and drug misuse, using internal and external resources. Relates to access and inclusion plan strategy 2.4. Strategic objective 3. Facilitate and advocate for opportunities for all people to participate in the social, economic and community life of the city, irrespective of ability, background, class, gender or orientation, and support improved mental health. Relates to all access and inclusion plan strategies. Strategic objective 4. Partner with external agencies to identify and provide community-relevant health messages and services where resources permit and integrate into city business. Relates to access and inclusion plan strategies 1.1, 2.1, 3.1, 3.2 and 4.3.